from JRMI Wealth. Friday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Now, what have we got? The NZX, they had a good time yesterday.
Yeah, they did, Mike. And it's important to note that the wheels of industry do keep turning. They kept turning through the last lockdown and they will keep turning next week, whatever the level of lockdown we're in. I just think before we talk quickly about NZX, though, we do have to note that a move from level 3 to level 4, that does have a material effect on economic activity. It's a big leap from 3 to 4, fiscally very onerous as well. So I just keep that in the back of our minds.
I don't think we're moving to 4.
You don't think?
I'm almost certain we're not.
You're not. That'd be wonderful because it's significant, really significant in terms of economic activity. Yeah, it's reporting an annual shareholder meeting season at the moment, Mike, so lots of company info. And a couple of companies posted yesterday, I guess, that are relevant to the current situation. NZX. Now, NZX runs the local share market, the local bourse, the local indices, etc. Now, the company does have other activities, though. It's the wealth management as well. They've got Smart Shares product. Those are exchange-traded funds, the KiwiSaver provider in there as well. Now, they announced their half-year results. Pretty good. Operating earnings up 21.5%, net profit up 40.9% to $9.1 million, and they maintained their guidance for the 2020 financial year. So all good there. They noted that in the recent environment, how important it has been to be able to raise capital, and they are the mechanism for raising capital. And we saw quite a lot, if you recall, companies having to go and shore up their balance sheets. Think of Auckland Airport, think of Kathmandu. And the other notable feature has been a big surge in secondary market trading, so more volume through the exchange. Big lift in retail traders. Everybody sitting there punting away while they were looking for things to do. Share price up 2.6% yesterday, but $1.57. That's an all-time high for NZX shares.
All right, fantastic. What else have we got? We got a bond tender.
We have now. I wanted to work through this. So Wednesday, the big news for markets on Wednesday was the RBNZ release of the monetary policy statement and an increase in the QE program, the LSAP. Now, QE involves buying government bonds. So the Reserve Bank buys government bonds. They also buy local authority, the local government funding authority bonds. They buy those off the secondary market. And this is an important detail because the government and the local government funding authority, they sell bonds to the secondary market, and then the holders of those bonds make a decision to participate in the quantitative easing tenders. And the question has been asked, why doesn't the government, etc., just sell the bonds directly to the RBNZ? And the issue, though, here is transparency and independence, and it maintains the independence if they do that. So we've got this resurgence in COVID, potential financial implications, but yesterday we had a New Zealand government bond tender. So Treasury and New Zealand Debt Management Office, they run these. Yesterday they tendered just shy of $1 billion worth of bonds, $950 million. So that's a reasonably good gauge of investor interest, and there was still very solid bidding, Mike, $2.9 billion worth of bids. So that's plenty of what we call cover. Now, if you're wondering what rate at the moment we are raising money at, and this is us, this is you and I, this is NZ Inc. Well, for 5 years, we sold bonds at 0.2574, which is a remarkable number. We raised it for 11 years at 0.6874, and 17-year money, 1.03. So pretty attractive rates. To raise money for Mike, and but there was so pretty good levels to raise money at, and so New Zealand's still not having any problem raising cash.
Tell me what the numbers are.
The Dow Jones slightly off overnight, 27,873, down 101 points, 0.36%. The S&P 500 barely changed, 3379, and the Nasdaq at the moment 11,045. It's up 33. At the moment as we're talking. Now, FTSE 100, 6185, they lost 95 points overnight, 1.5%, but good day on the Nikkei, 23249, up 405 points, 1.78%. Shanghai Composite barely changed, 3320. The ASX 200 across the Tasman, they lost 41 points yesterday, closing at 6091. The NZX 50, small move yesterday, up 9 points, 11,500. Now, on the currencies, against the US, we're a little bit weaker, 0.6556. And notable against the Aussie, 0.9159. That is the lowest we've been against the Aussie, I think, since around October 2018. And I would remind you that back at March, we were close to 1-for-1 with the Aussie dollar. 0.5547 euro, 0.5014 pounds, 70.11 yen. Gold, $1,956.20. Brent crude, $44.93. And Mike, I hope you are right. I hope we're still
me too,
at
mate.
Three.
Well done. You have a good weekend, and we will see you next week. Appreciate it very much. JMIWealth.co.nz.